News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Friday morning, it is Mobile Mornings. Get already a heat index. Have us at 82 for the heat index right now as we get started. Regular temperature 74, heading for high in the 90s. Dr. Bill has more details on the way. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a great start so far. Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are working. No accidents, but Mississippi Highway Patrol emergency vehicles are on the scene of a major accident involving an 18-wheeler that happened overnight. I-10 heading westbound, shut down over the high-rise bridge around the 67 mile marker, about a 5 mile delay westbound I-10, so keep that in mind if you have to travel to Mississippi. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, offering you the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
All right, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning, Friday, right here on Mobile Mornings. I think it's Friday pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, most places.
You can go past the international dateline, that would change. But for the bulk of us, it is Friday. And on the way, Dr. Bill, with a full look at our weekend forecast, even weekend weather scale coming up in the 8 o'clock, or in the 7 o'clock hour, and in the 7 o'clock hour, Alec Naiman joins us to find out what's cooking for this weekend. What you're going to cook to watch some of the great football games, some big games in the lineup. And speaking of which, talk to Phil Savage for Football Friday at 8:05 about that. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A former officer of the law now on the other side of the law after being found guilty of criminally negligent homicide in a January 2016 crash which left one woman dead. Back in July of 2017, an Elmore County grand jury indicted former Wetumpka police officer Andrew Bass. He was responding to an emergency call in October of 2016 when he crashed into the vehicle of another person, ultimately killing 52-year-old Elaine Merritt. Officials say Merritt was in the median of Highway 231 waiting to merge when that former officer hit her vehicle. WSFA 12 News is reporting that he was driving about 90 miles per hour without his emergency lights on when that crash occurred. He will be sentenced in October. If burgers, spaghetti, or maybe tacos were on the menu for dinner tonight, well, that may change, as a nationwide recall of some 132,606 pounds of ground beef is now in effect because it may be contaminated with E. coli. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said the beef products were produced and packaged by Cargill Meat Solutions and are dated June the 21st. The USDA says the beef has been linked to 17 illnesses and one death. At illness, onset dates include between July 5th and July 25th. The items were sold nationwide, so be sure to check your freezer. The recalled products have establishment number EST 86R inside the USDA inspection mark. If you have the products, you're urged to throw them away or return them to the place of purchase. If you have questions, call 1-844-419-1574. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Pritchard police are investigating a shooting outside the Shell gas station on St. Stephen's Road. It happened early this morning, about 12:30. Pritchard police tell us a man in his 20s was shot while inside his car. The victim's car then rolled back into the Fry Daddy's restaurant parking lot after the shooting.
It is still an ongoing investigation that we're following all our possible leads.
The victim in that shooting is in critical condition this morning. First responders were on the scene of an early morning apartment fire in Midtown. It happened about 2 o'clock this morning at the Midtown Oaks townhomes between Dauphin Street and Florida. People in the apartment were able to escape. It's the second time firefighters responded to the same apartment. They were called out last night about 11 o'clock for smoke in the apartment. No one was hurt. A new exhibit opens at the Gulf Coast Explorium. It's called the Animation Academy. The exhibit features everything from traditional hand-drawn cells to breakthroughs in stop motion. The Animation Academy opens to the public tomorrow, and it'll run through January 1st. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, quarter after six on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On Monday Night Football, the Cleveland Browns beat the New York Jets 21-17 for the team's first win in 635 days. And the star of the game was number one overall draft pick Baker Mayfield. Now, Adam Schefter, noted NFL reporter, tweeted this morning. Since the Cleveland Browns' last win on December 24th, 2016, there have been 64 different NFL quarterbacks that have started games, and 47 of them have won at least one game. And the Cleveland Browns finally ended that last night. Baker Mayfield came in for an injured and ineffective Tyrod Taylor just before the end of the first half, while the Browns were down 14-0 to the Jets. Mayfield immediately led Cleveland down the field to score a field goal. He would finish the night with 17 of 23 passes completed for 201 yards. Here's Mayfield following the game. Or perhaps not Mayfield.
It's not the only win we're going to celebrate. You know, it's a building block for us. Did some good things, but there's still a lot we can work on. And that's the great part about it. We're nowhere near where we want to be. But we're in a good spot right now to, you know, build a foundation and keep going.
No word yet, but there's officially now a calling for Baker Mayfield to be the starting quarterback for Cleveland. We'll find out this week.
You think?
Jets starting rookie quarterback Sam Darnold, he had a tough go last night. Completed less than half of his passes along with two interceptions. So the Jets record now dropped to 1-2, while Cleveland is now 1-1 with one tie. And a lot more stories coming from that Cleveland game last night. I'm sure we'll go over some of those this morning.
Yeah, because you're talking about the celebration of that, and So, I mean, to me, there's the football game, and then there's the unlocking of the beer.
The dilly-dilly coolers.
That's right, so we'll have to talk about that.
That's right. Yesterday morning, we reported that Auburn Tigers tight end Jalen Harris is leaving the team, and he'll transfer for his final year of eligibility. Now, two more Tigers, including a starting receiver, will also transfer from Auburn.
Uh-oh.
Last night on Auburn coach Gus Malzahn's weekly radio show, he announced that starting receiver Nate Craig Myers and his half-brother Javon Myers are leaving the program. Javon is a reserve defensive back for Auburn. Both players will redshirt this year to save a season of eligibility. Craig Myers was a top recruit in 2016. He started the last two seasons. This year he had 4 receptions for 70 yards and a touchdown. He had 16 receptions, including 3 touchdowns last season. Auburn's ranked number 9 in the polls this week. They'll attempt to rebound tomorrow when the Arkansas Razorbacks come to town. You can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5. Kickoff is set for 6:30 p.m., while the pregame show will begin at 3:30. Auburn currently favored by 29 points. In some other SEC games tomorrow, number 2 ranked Georgia plays at Missouri at 11 a.m. Bulldogs favored to win by 2 touchdowns. Ole Miss hosts Kent State at 11 a.m. Number 1 ranked Alabama hosts number 22 Texas A&M at 2:30 p.m. The Tide are favored by 26 points. At 3 p.m., Vanderbilt hosts South Carolina. Gamecocks are 2.5-point favorites. At 6, LSU hosts Louisiana Tech, and Kentucky hosts number 14, Mississippi State. And also at 6, Tennessee hosts hated rival Florida at 6 p.m. in Knoxville. Gators are favored by 4.5 points. And at 7 tomorrow night, the South Alabama Jaguars will play at Memphis. Jags will try to pull off the upset as 31-point underdogs. On the PGA Tour, Tiger Woods and Ricky Fowler are tied for the lead after one round of the 2018 Tour Championship. Both carded 5-under par 65s on Thursday. Woods eagled the 18th hole to enter the clubhouse as the co-leader. Gary Woodland and Justin Rose are tied for third one shot back, while Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, and Tony Finau round out the top 5 at 3-under. Round 2 begins this morning. And don't forget to put in your picks for the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. You have until 11 a.m. tomorrow to make sure your week 4 picks have been put in.
I'm going to try something new here this week.
All right.
I'm just not going to put anything in, see if I do any better.
You might. There's a good chance. 6:18 now. Let's look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Football season is here, and so are the best prices at Bailey's TV and Mattress. Get the most from your hard-earned money with great TV values like a 55-inch 4K for $4.99 or a 65-inch 4K for $5.99. High-definition 32-inchers from $149. Perfect for outdoors, the camper, indoors, or the extra room. Also at Bailey's, the best prices of the year on all Serta iComfort mattresses. TVs and mattresses, best prices of the year. Now at Bailey's TV and Mattress, Government at Lakeside, 666-0448.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear so far. They had one accident overnight, I-10 westbound in Mississippi on the Pascagoula River Bridge. They just opened up the left lane, about a 6-mile delay now. Get your South Alabama football season tickets today. Season tickets start at only $60. Home schedule includes Alabama State plus Troy on Tuesday, October 23rd on ESPN2. Find your tickets at USAJackBars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 74 now at our studio. It's actually heat index. It's barely light. A heat index of 82.
That's too much.
I mean, it's, once again, not even daylight yet. Heat index of 82. More from Dr. Bill on the weekend forecast. That's heading our way. Plus, a look at the tropics coming up at 6:35. Heads up to another great event at Cottage Hill Package. You know, last night, Sweetwater Brewing was there. Also, Boston Beer Company with their Stein hoisting contest. I've not gotten a Hey, Manis Boys, any update here on the winner of the Stein hoisting contest? I need to get a name. We can put that in sports. That's kind of, well, if eating the dang hot dogs is a sport,
Yep.
And then Stein hoisting's a sport.
I do cover the hot dog eating championship every year.
Right. So shouldn't you have information on Stein hoisting? So y'all help me out with that. So that went on last night. Tonight, the Ghost Train is pulling into Cottage Hill Package Store. Nikki from this Birmingham brewery, Ghost Train, shows up with the Kaleidoscope Kettle Sour Ale, their Switchman's Stash India Pale Lager, their Chug a Peach Cobbler Sour Ale, their Judge Juicy Hazy IPA. Judge Juicy.
I love it.
It's great. There's some of the beers and swag coming out tonight. Free event, 6 o'clock at Cottage Hill Package. They're online at cottagehillpackage.com. Check them out on Facebook as well. And a reminder, Havana Rays Cigar Lounge, open now in Midtown. 6:22, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. 28-year-old Tyrone Williams will now spend 15 years in prison after being found guilty of shooting his girlfriend in the head, even though he claims she tried to attempt suicide. Williams pleaded guilty back in July to first-degree assault in the attack, which nearly claimed the life of Samantha Jones 4 years ago. He was initially arrested in October of 2014. According to court documents, Ms. Jones was trying to leave Williams, but the two started arguing and shots were fired. Thankfully, Jones survived and did and does continue to recover from the events of that day. Alabama made and ready to handle intercept flight test business as a missile shot down a simulated ballistic missile in a test off the coast of Hawaii just last week. The Associated Press is reporting that Japan Maritime Self-Defense Force and the U.S. Missile Defense Agency completed the successful test of the Aegis ballistic missile defense intercept flight test September the 11th. The test included the destroyer Otago using its combat system and a Redstone Arsenal-made Standard Missile 3 interceptor to shoot down an incoming target. Lieutenant General Sam Graves says, quote, "This success provides confidence in the future capability for Japan to defeat the developing threats in the region." The SM-3 and Standard Missile 6 are produced at Raytheon's $75 million integration facility at Redstone. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 6:24, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. You made it. Weekend is, here. We're on the cusp of it. Dr. Bill has that weekend weather scale coming up at 7:35 as well. And we were talking about this in sports a second ago. How many games has it been since?
I'm not sure how many games, but it's been 635 days. It's been a very long time. December 24th, 2016 was the Cleveland Browns' last win.
So last night, of course, there were cheers in the stadium. There are also cheers in the bars. That's not people cheering in the stadium. That's not people walking out, you know, all pumped up after the game. That's Cleveland Browns fans at one of many bars in the area that unlocked their victory fridges.
That's right. The Bud Light victory fridge.
So the story, we did actually report this story back when they did it, but to remind you, so they put these coolers, these stand-up, you know, glass front coolers with all this Bud Light in them. They put those in bars around Cleveland. And then they put a big, like, login chain and lock on the front of it. And it said, there'll be free beer when the Cleveland Browns win. And they lived up to it. So last night.
Yeah. And the Cleveland Browns official Twitter account, they as soon as the game was over, they tweeted, "Open those fridges," in all caps, and tagged at Bud Light in them. But believe it or not, because it's Cleveland, some of the fridges did not open immediately. So they said that Bud Light...
So there was rioting.
That's right. Bud Light said that the change would be held up by these magnets that would be controlled, I guess, by Wi-Fi. And then when they win, they would be able to able to release them or something. But some still needed keys to open the chains. And some took more than 5 minutes to open the beer fridges that I'm sure people were waiting by and just waiting to get their dilly-dilly Bud Light victory beer
right
after the game. But Cleveland police also, they were aware last night. They and they were happy.
They were,
the Cleveland
Browns
that won. They tweeted, "We won. Oh no. Oh God. The free beer thing. Okay, Cleveland, stay calm. Go Browns."
So many people chiming in. So much happened on social media. I feel happy. I don't have any dog in the hunt for the Browns, but I'm happy for them winning. The other part of this, so you had the beer part, you had the win, you had the beer part, which, by the way, before y'all even waste time on the text line, yeah, I thought the same thing, that if the magnet didn't undo itself on that, if that happened in Alabama, we all have, I have a key that opens every lock in my truck box.
Yeah.
What we call a universal key. You ever seen a universal key?
Yeah. It has some sharp parts.
Yes. Like, and big handles on it. Yeah.
Yes. So, I mean, you can get through fences with those.
Right. Things. So, you know, I mean, enough good old boys around, we'd go ahead and open that chain if need be. But no, the other part of it was the possum. Okay. So there was a possum that got on the field or got in the stadium. Mm-hmm. Maybe it lived there all the time, but it came out last night. They had to capture this possum and put it in this cardboard box. So the possum comes out. They have somebody do, you know, of course, the camera's following around as the possum wrangler gets the rogue possum, and then they win. So they're starting, if you go on Twitter, which I did this morning, every incarnation of Rally Possum, Possum Rally, Browns Rally Possum has been taken on Twitter. Is now a superstar. And you got to ask yourself, if you are as superstitious as many, many sports fans, and you have a win last night after 635 days,
right,
and there was a possum present, don't you keep that possum?
You have to.
Don't you feed them, treat them like royalty?
Yeah, Rally Possum.
Rally Possum, I think, should have its own enclosure there at the, you know, at the stadium. So, yeah, the Rally Possum, another story trending as well.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A jury has convicted Derek Dearman of capital murder. Prosecutors said Dearman killed 5 people, including a pregnant woman in Citronelle in 2016. Investigators said he attacked the victims with an axe while they slept. Earlier this month, Dearman pleaded guilty, but Alabama law required a trial. The jury has recommended the death penalty. Another murder case was heard in a Baldwin County courtroom Thursday. That's where Albert Smiley entered a blind plea to murder, essentially throwing himself on the mercy of the court. Smiley's accused of killing a man at a gas station in Gulf Shores in broad daylight. Investigators say the shooting stemmed from an argument between the two men involving Smiley's ex-wife. Smiley will be sentenced November 15th. The Mobile Housing Board has reportedly been hacked. Hundreds of thousands of dollars are missing. The city of Mobile confirms an investigation is underway. The Housing Board isn't saying much about the hack, which apparently took place earlier this year. Mayor Sandy Stimson knows about the hack. He asked the board to conduct their own investigation. It's not clear how the hack will impact the organization or the people who rely on the agency. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
You're listening to the newest, boldest, freshest station in Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Talk radio now in crystal clear digital FM stereo. 8 out of 10 radio users listen to FM, so an advertising campaign for your business on FM Talk 106.5 will reach the number of qualified adults it'll take to increase your business. Our listeners are paying attention to what we're saying, not just to song after song. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales, and I'd be happy to talk to you about how we can successfully advertise your business. This is a great economy, and by giving me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 15, we'll discuss how to promote your business efficiently and economically. Our listeners should be your customers. Let's talk about how to make that happen. The number again is 251-344-1065, extension 15. We're FM Talk 106.5. Let us go to work for you.
No word yet from Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, if he'll accept Christine Blasey Ford's proposal that she testify Thursday about her charge Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her. Police in Aberdeen, Maryland are still trying to figure out this morning why a woman killed three people and herself while wounding three others at a drugstore distribution site. Brian Todd is there for us.
According to law enforcement, they've really not ascribed a motive yet for this attack, but law enforcement sources tell CNN that the suspect was a 26-year-old temporary employee of this facility and that she was a disgruntled employee.
A 52-year-old woman allegedly slashed herself and five other people, including three infants, this morning in Flushing, Queens, New York. It happened inside a home operating as a daycare facility. President Donald Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen is confirming via Twitter reports saying he is providing critical information to the Mueller investigation. Stock futures suddenly dropping on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Wells Fargo plans to cut as many as 26,500 jobs over 3 years as the troubled bank deals with the rise of online banking and soaring legal bills. CEO Tim Sloan says Wells Fargo plans to cut 5 to 10% of its workforce. He cited changing customer preferences, including the wide adoption of digital banking. The bank has been under pressure to cut costs following a wave of scandals over the past 2 years. GE has discovered a flaw in its newest power plant turbines after a key part failed earlier this month, forcing utility Exelon to shut down two Texas plants while GE makes repairs. GE says the problem is an oxidation issue related to a metal alloy that could cause distress on the fan blades of a gas turbine. The turbine plays a key role in GE's efforts to compete with rivals, including Siemens. Crude oil trading at $70.77 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today: confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748, because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Okay, so I'm looking at something this morning, has me worried, perplexed, already sweating. It's 70, let's see, it's 74 in our studios, and it says the heat index is 82. The sun really hasn't come up yet, Dr. Bill, and the heat index is 82. This is worrisome for the rest of the day.
Well, it is the last full day of summer.
Yeah, that's right. So might as well get it out of our systems, right?
That's right. And, we've had another warm day today, but not as hot as we've experienced over the last week. We got up to just a mere 93 degrees yesterday, and the normal is 86. So even though we dropped a little bit in temperature, we're still well above normal. Be another warm one today of at least a 92 this afternoon, but we've also got a decent chance for some afternoon thunderstorms, and of course that'll provide some temporary relief from the heat. Tonight, a few thunderstorms are possible in the evening. We'll see a low tonight in the lower 70s. And then for the weekend, well, Saturday, mostly sunny, with a good chance for some afternoon thunderstorms. Again, we'll get up into the low 90s. Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a good chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon. It looks like high temperatures will be in the upper 80s to near 90 degrees. And then as we look into at least the first half of next week, very good chance for thunderstorm activity. The high pressure area that's been over us, giving us this hot weather for the last week or so, will be moving to the east, and we'll see a lot more moisture come in from the Gulf. So Monday and Tuesday, very good chance for thunderstorms, keeping temperatures in the upper 80s.
All right, so I'm looking at those thunderstorms next week, and then I was looking at an extended forecast. I hate to even say this. Is there a chance that we're looking at some sort of at least average temperatures by next weekend or late next week? Is there something coming?
Yeah, there's a possibility that late in the week and perhaps next weekend, we could see a funnel system move down into our area. So we're hoping that that will develop. And so we'll be looking at that certainly early next week, but there's a decent chance we could see some dry air coming in late next week or next weekend.
Okay, I mean, so there that air is up there somewhere in the continent, yeah. to get down. Because, I mean, it was interesting after Florence, that wind did exactly like you said. You know, it came out of the north when the storm went to our east, but it didn't really have anything to bring us, did it? It brought us what it could, but it was still pretty hot air.
Yeah, we didn't have a real dry air mass to be pulled down at that time. And then we had a situation where the air was descending, coming out of that storm, dropping down into our area. That warms everything up. And the result is we had mostly sunny skies, but, of course, some very hot temperatures. We had, 5 days, I believe, in a row of 96 degrees.
That's the way I recall it, through my sun-scorched head. I would ask you, elsewhere in the tropics, what are you watching?
I see three areas now, one in the central Atlantic. I don't think that's going to present any problem if anything develops there. The tropical wave that we were looking at yesterday, halfway between Africa and the Caribbean, is getting a little closer to the Caribbean. Again, no indication of any development. But there's another tropical wave that has moved off the African coast. It is well organized, and it has the potential over the next few days of developing into a named storm. So that's the one that certainly bears watching.
All right, we'll check back with you next hour for more on that and the weekend weather scale.
Okay, John.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams got your forecast, got your look at the tropics, does it right here exclusively on FM Talk 106.5. Time to check traffic. Here's a ride in with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, accident-free conditions continue so far this morning. A good ride from Daphne and Spanish Fort across the Bayway and the Causeway downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead tunnels from the Bayway. From the 1065 split heading northbound from Dauphin and Moffitt all the way up towards Pritchard and Saraland, it's been a good start this morning. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco. They offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. With no cost to your 25,000-mile maintenance, see them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
I want to tell you a story about a man named Dave. You know, he worked real hard, and to his family, all he gave. Then one day, he was out shooting in the yard, and wouldn't you know it, up through the ground come a bubbling lard. Sewer line, that is. Stinky stuff, big trouble. Well, first thing you know, old Dave's in deep doo-doo. And the wife said, Dave, now what are you gonna do? Said, Mobile Bay Coins is a place you need to go. So they loaded up the truck and they headed down the road. Mobile Bay Coins, that is. Great deals on jewelry, rare coins, bullion. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Dave and all his kin. Mobile Bay Coins gets him out of all the trouble that he's in. You're all invited back next week to Government Boulevard. Their super deals are sure to make you a superstar. Mobile Bay Coins. Shop a spell. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Much more than a coin store. 2204 Government Street on Facebook, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or call 251-725-1590.
641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. Some cooler air maybe by next weekend, not like, I'm talking 7 days from now. Will on the text line said, tell Dr. Bill to bring in cool weather next weekend. I'm getting married, so congrats.
Yeah.
Will, but I will say, I hate to try to step in line in front of you, but more importantly, Will, our Cub Scouts, we have a big camp out. The Cub Scouts have a big camp out at the Battleship a week from today. It's Friday night into Saturday. And y'all know I like to camp and do all that, but you also watch when we go camping in the summertime, I go up to the Smokies. Mm-hmm. I go up in places where it's cooler. I don't do a lot of, pretty much after May, I don't camp here in South Alabama until about October. So we've got this Cub Scouts, I mean, like 100-some-odd Cub Scouts doing this camp out deal. And I was thinking about that last night, talking to my son. I said, we're signed up, we're paid up, but there may be some bad weather that keeps us from doing it. The bad weather for me would be the fact if it's only going to get to like 80 at night.
Uh-huh.
If you've spent those nights in a tent where you're just laying there on the mat, not, you can't have a sheet on you, you're just sweating, you know.
The humidity.
Yes.
I know exactly. I can feel it right now.
So, Will, I'm hoping the same as you are. I'm hoping that that cool front gets in by Friday night so we can camp out at the Battleship. Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't believe what we used to endure. I think any of us could if we just got used to it. There wasn't air conditioning to run to. But I remember, you know, Boy Scout camp every year up at Camp Mobilla, which is up, you know, Clark County, up in your neighborhood. It'd be midsummer. It's where we had, you know, canvas tents. Not any kind of breathable stuff. Canvas tents that sit on pallets. And we would somehow sleep up there and then.
Basically like a steam room, a sweat spa.
Then one year we were real smart. I think I'm outside the statute of limitations on this. I mean, they let me be a counselor afterwards, but we took our, they put, you know, wax on the cotton duck material there, mm-hmm. on the canvas. They put wax to make it waterproof.
Okay.
But we would take our insect repellent and spray it and write whatever on our tents, because at night if you had a light, then it would shine and you would see it like glow. What we were doing is removing the waterproofing. So when the thunderstorms would hit, we would lay in our bunk, and the water, wherever we wrote whatever word, the water would come through that area of the canvas right onto our bodies.
And those words were never vulgar, right?
Never. Never. We're scouts, man. 644 FM Talk 106.5. And time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The Huntsville City School Board continues to work to make their educational community feel even more safe just days after a second grade student brought a gun to school and accidentally shot himself in the hand after showing the weapon to a friend in the school bathroom. Monday's shooting happened at the Blossomwood Elementary School. Superintendent Christy Finley announced the formation of a school safety task force in response to the incident, and forums are now planned for next month. Parents and community members will gather in small groups to talk with district leaders and campus security officers to discuss parent involvement, accountability, school security, government initiatives, and awareness. The district plans to select people for the school safety task force to be made up of community stakeholders, parents, emergency management officials, and local government officials from each area of town. They will then present their findings and recommendations to the school by February of next year. As for the father of the child who brought that weapon to school, that father has been identified as LaTroy Cole Jr. He was arrested and charged with receiving stolen property and being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm. You may have heard of emotions running high at governmental meetings, but trespassing charges being lodged against a critic of a city may be a first. The Tuscaloosa News is reporting that 71-year-old John Earl was found guilty on Tuesday for attending a Northport City Council meeting in 2015 despite being banned from city property. He testified that his then-lawyer told him to attend. A 2015 letter informing Earl of the ban says he took photos of vehicles at City Hall, he used a councilwoman's passcode to enter a restricted area, and says he asked a police officer about the city's concealed weapons policy. But Earl says he took a photo of the vehicle that he thought to be driven by a council member and had helped a councilwoman with research. His attorney, Bill Dawson, says these aren't, quote, serious breaches of public safety. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now, 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Pritchard Police are investigating a shooting outside the Shell gas station on St. Stephen's Road. It happened early this morning, about 12:30. Pritchard Police tell us a man in his 20s was shot while inside his car. The victim's car then rolled back into the Fry Daddy's restaurant parking lot after the shooting.
It is still an ongoing investigation that we're following all our possible leads.
The victim in that shooting is in critical condition this morning. First responders were on the scene of an early morning apartment fire in Midtown. It happened about 2 o'clock this morning at the Midtown Oaks townhomes between Dauphin Street and Florida. People in the apartment were able to escape. It's the second time firefighters responded to the same apartment. They were called out last night about 11 o'clock for smoke in the apartment. No one was hurt. A new exhibit opens at the Gulf Coast Explorium. It's called the Animation Academy. The exhibit features everything from traditional hand-drawn cells to breakthroughs in stop motion. The Animation Academy opens to the public tomorrow, and it'll run through January 1st. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Good morning, 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Monday Night Football, the Cleveland Browns beat the New York Jets 21-17 for the team's first win in 635 days. And the star of the game was number one overall draft pick Baker Mayfield. Mayfield came in for an injured and ineffective Tyrod Taylor just before the end of the first half. While the Browns were down 14-0, Mayfield immediately led Cleveland down the field to score a field goal. He would finish the night with 17 of 23 passes completed for 201 yards. Here's Mayfield speaking following the game.
It's not the only win we're going to celebrate. You know, it's a building block for us. Did some good things, but there's still a lot we can work on. And that's the great part about it. We're nowhere near where we want to be, but we're in a good spot right now to, you know, build a foundation and keep going.
Jets starting rookie quarterback Sam Darnold had a tough go last night. He completed less than half of his passes, along with two interceptions. Jets' record dropped to 1-2, while Cleveland is now 1-1 with one tie. Yesterday morning, we reported that Auburn Tigers tight end Jalen Harris is leaving the team and will transfer for his final year of eligibility. Now, two more Tigers, including a starting receiver, will also transfer from Auburn. Last night on Auburn coach Gus Malzahn's weekly radio show, which you can hear right here on FM Talk 106.5, he announced that starting receiver Nate Craig Myers and his half-brother Javon Myers are leaving the program. Javon is a reserve defensive back for Auburn. Both players will redshirt this year to save a season of eligibility. Craig Myers was a top recruit in 2016 and started the last two seasons. This year he's had four receptions for 70 yards and one touchdown. He had 16 receptions, including three touchdowns last season. Auburn's ranked number 9 in the polls this week. They'll attempt to rebound from their loss to LSU last weekend tomorrow when the Arkansas Razorbacks come to town. You can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5. Kickoff set for 6:30 p.m. while the pregame show will begin at 3:30. Auburn currently favored by 29 points. In some other SEC games tomorrow. Number 2 ranked Georgia plays at Missouri at 11 a.m. Bulldogs are favored to win by 2 touchdowns. Ole Miss hosts Kent State at 11 a.m. Number 1 ranked Alabama hosts number 22 Texas A&M at 2:30. The Tide are favored by 26 points. At 3 p.m., Vanderbilt hosts South Carolina. Gamecocks are 2.5-point favorites. At 6, LSU hosts Louisiana Tech. Kentucky hosts number 14 Mississippi State. And Tennessee hosts hated rival Florida in Knoxville. Gators are favored by 4.5 points. Then at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, the South Alabama Jaguars will play at Memphis. The Jags will try to pull off the upset as 31-point underdogs. Don't forget, if you're part of the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em crowd, to put your picks in before 11 o'clock tomorrow for that Week 4 slate of games. And on the PGA Tour, Tiger Woods and Ricky Fowler are tied for the lead after one round of the 2018 Tour Championship. Both carded 5-under par 65s on Thursday. Woods actually eagled the 18th hole to enter the clubhouse as the co-leader. Gary Woodland and Justin Rose are tied for third, one shot back, while Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, and Tony Finau round out the top 5 at 3-under. Round 2 begins this morning. 6:51 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, and you heard Dr. Bill mention that fall starts tomorrow. I have what you need to know before you get into fall.
Coming awesome.
Up, breaking news.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center accident-free conditions continue. It's been a smooth ride coming in across the Bayway and the Causeway. Fairhope and Daphne along 98 traffic starting to build there. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, Mobile, and all the way up towards Saraland with headlight traffic. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day and even offering underwater recovery for your boats at PittsandSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. Their certified technicians are trained to restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at ProfessionalCollision.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
All right, 74 now at FM Talk 106.5. As I lamented earlier, heat index of 82. The sun just now getting up. I don't know. It's something hard to deal with. Heat index coming up before you even get sun out there. 6:54 and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of Orange Beach this morning as police there were looking for the person responsible for leaving the scene of an accident, but they found him after he was caught taking his vehicle to a local body shop just a few hours after that accident. Earlier this week, it was 6 a.m. when police responded to the intersection of Alabama 161 and Alabama 182 for a reported accident. Based on the remnants left behind there, they knew that they were looking for a black Nissan Xterra, which caused damage to a pedestrian crosswalk signal. Witnesses say the vehicle had driver's side front damage and a shattered windshield. Roughly 2 hours later, an alert witness saw an Orange Beach Facebook post by the police department, and they say they saw that vehicle turn into a body shop on Alabama 59 in Gulf Shores. Officers responded to location. They determined that the driver of the vehicle, yes, had dropped that vehicle off and then took off. 50-year-old Alan Preston Tillis of Foley was identified as the driver of the vehicle. Police found him at his home. He did admit to leaving the scene and was cited. He has a court date scheduled for October the 11th. Calling all fashionistas, it is your time, as this week is Mobile Fashion Week 2018, happening Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Fort of Colonial Mobile. It's the seventh year of Fashion Week, and they say they're bringing every facet of the fashion industry together to support a local charity. From models to designers, makeup artists to hairstylists, bringing all of them together to support Camp Wrap a Hope. Online tickets are $30. Tickets at the door are $40. If you'd like more information, go to Facebook and enter Mobile Fashion Week 2018. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:56, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. It is Friday, and it is soak it up, y'all. It's the last day of summer, so that means tomorrow just starts cooling off. Break out the you know, the cardigan sweaters. What is it? The theme sweaters. You know, with the cross-knit signs of fall on it, leaves falling and pumpkins and all that.
Scarf time.
Yeah, big time tomorrow. But today officially the last day of summer. Fall starts tomorrow. Here is what you need to know. Breaking news about fall. Except tomorrow's first day of fall. It's also known as the autumnal equinox.
Oh.
Throw that around at the water cooler. It occurs because Earth spins on a tilted axis. Without that tilted axis, we wouldn't have different seasons. The word equinox comes from two Latin words meaning equal night. In the Northern Hemisphere, our daylight hours will get shorter every day until the winter solstice, which happens on Friday, December 21st. So there's what they sent me. Thank you, Breaking News Department. Fascinating. We couldn't have come up with that on our own.